It was bound to happen. Sooner or later, a distinguished historian had to cross over, had to mingle the writing of fiction with the writing of history. The circumstances were ripe. The pressures were enormous. Everyone else was doing it. Novelists like E.L. Doctorow have long been blurring fact with fiction without apology. They not only set their invented characters among real historical figures, but they have these authentic historical figures do and say things they had never done. Journalists and TV writers have been doing it too, creating hybrids called faction and docudrama. Television has even begun simulating the news, adding made-up pictures to otherwise apparently lifeless words. These examples, however important, are merely the manifestations of a larger, more significant force at work. The blurring of fact and fiction is part of the intellectual climate of our postmodern time, dominated as it is by winds of epistemological skepticism and Nietzschean denials of the possibility of objectivity that are sweeping through every humanistic discipline, sometimes with cyclonic ferocity. Historians are usually the last to know about current fashions, but so powerful have the postmodern deconstruction theories become that even historians can no longer remain ignorant of them. Most historians are not yet ready to admit that they simply make up the past, as a fiction writer does, or to deny outright the possibility of representing a past reality, but the signs of doubt and anxiety are in the air. Hayden White and the journal History and Theory have, of course, long been writing about the fictional character of historical narrative and urging historians to recognize the complex nature of what they do. Peter Novick, in an important and widely acclaimed book, That Noble Dream, The Objectivity Question and the American Historical Profession, 1988, offered his fellow historians an elegiac and anguished account of the demise of the founding ideals of the discipline of history, with little or no hope for their rebirth.